That was one hell of a keynote. I gotta say, it was super long. It was boring for the most part, but that's because I wasn't too keen on all the updates. We got a new MacBook Air. That's cool. We got some updates to the Mac Pro. I'm never going to get one of those. Studio was interesting, but I'm not going to pick that up for a while either. So from my own personal point of view, it was interesting. All right, maybe boring is a little too harsh, but it was interesting. Not what I was hoping for, but then at the very end, oh man, there were rumors and everything, and it was just crazy when I finally got to see it on screen, and I was beside myself. That's right. Snoopy is finally coming to Apple Watch. Oh man, that was super cool. All right, I digress. Before we get into the glasses, I gotta share this. I've always been a fan of Snoopy. Snoopy was my first obsession when I was, as soon as I could walk, I had Snoopy paraphernalias. I had the plushies, the comic books. I mean, anything Snoopy was my jam. And I had a Snoopy watch when I was a kid, and this was something that I loved, even though I couldn't tell time, and got jealous when other people had cooler Snoopy watches than I did. Oh man, Snoopy was awesome. I loved Snoopy more than Mickey Mouse. And then when the Apple Watch came out with Mickey Mouse, I was really disappointed that they didn't have a Snoopy counterpart. And all these years we were waiting, you know, Apple Watch after Apple Watch, and it was disappointing because, for one thing, Apple had the rights to all the Peanuts characters and had new episodes coming out, and I'm like, come on guys, get with it. And sure enough, finally they came out with an Apple OS, watch OS that I absolutely cannot wait for. So thank you Apple for making the inner child in me just jump for joy. This is awesome. So finally we get down to the Apple Glass, or the Apple Vision Pro. We had a ton of rumors on it, a lot of people rendering it, and the renders came pretty close. I think the biggest thing that was different was the cameras at the bottom of the glasses and pretty much the way it straps to the back of your head, that comfort bit, that was very different as well. By now, you've probably seen, heard other tech pundits talk about this, and I'm not going to say anything different about it. But what I can do is provide a photographer's point of view. So let's start with the bad. And the most obvious one is the price point, $3,500. It's been said that this model is not so much for the consumer. It's more for the developers who are going to be working in the ecosystem, so that they can build apps and really generate some content for this new platform. And I get that. But let's say, for example, that this is the price moving forward, that the entry model, whatever that's going to be, is going to be around $3,000. Does this justify the cost? Now, here are the things that I dislike about this. Number one, I wear glasses, and the fact that this thing needs some attachments by Carl Zeiss, that's a huge red flag, because when you hear Carl Zeiss, as every photographer knows, that comes with a price tag. You might as well be saying made by Leica. I mean, it's not as expensive as Leica, but it's a pricey brand. Good quality, but you're also paying for it. And so I could only imagine what these glasses are going to cost and how far ahead of time I'm able to order these things before I get the glass, because I don't want to buy something and not be able to use it. I mean, I suppose I could switch to contacts, but I'm afraid of putting anything inside my eyes, let alone on top of it. So that's a huge red flag on mine. Number two, the creep factor. When they showed the demonstration of that dad and videoing his kids and watching videos of his kids, man, that just had so much cringe. I don't want to wear this thing while photographing or videoing my kids. I think that's pointless. However, what I do think is going to happen in the near future is that the next set of iPhones will have stereoscopic lenses where you can, I mean, they've already got, what, three lenses on the Pro design? What's one more? So if they're serious about these glasses, then I think what they'll do, instead of having to take the video or photos with your headset and, you know, creeping out everybody, I think you'll be able to do it with the iPhone. And I think that's where future updates you'll see future updates, including stereoscopic vision on one of the lenses. That would be cool. And then you can move it over to your glasses and then be able to enjoy it there. That's just my theory. But anyway, cringe factor right now, through the roof with this. And on top of that, you have the FaceTime. Now, I'm not a big FaceTime user. I'll use it occasionally. But if I'm able to see everybody so clearly and all they get is some creepy avatar, I don't like that. I would sooner them see a hand-drawn cartoon talking to everybody rather than, you know, some Polar Express version of me, which, by the way, is the greatest horror movie. All aboard the Uncanny Valley. That, I'm not even a big fan of the Apple emojis. I don't like that animation style. It just looks too weird. It looks like everybody is an old character from Up, the way it squishes everybody's faces. Everybody is looks like everybody was derived from that old man in that movie. And it just, now everybody has that face. They're essentially identical with, you know, glasses here, blonde hair there, or, you know, whatever. I don't like it. So give me some hand-drawn stuff, kind of like the Snoopy watch, where it has great hand-drawn looking animation, which is perfect. Make me a Peanuts character rather than an Apple emoji or a Polar Express character. So those are my big standouts as far as what I don't like about the. So what would justify the price for me to buy this? Well, from a photographer's point of view, if this functions as they claim, as I can use this as another screen and have an amazing 4K display as big as I want, photo editing might be interesting. And mind you, this is portable 4K screen that I can take anywhere. I could potentially have a really good standing desk. It might be a really cool way to edit photos. I could really get immersed into the you know, zoom in real close and check out the photos, like dive deep into a panoramic like they showed. That would be really cool. I would be interested in that. And 4K displays, really good ones, aren't cheap. So being able to have a portable one would be pretty cool. Now, the next thing that I think would be really cool is the immersiveness of movies. I love watching movies with the family, but if I'm watching a movie by myself, I like to go all out. If I'm going to see the next Marvel movie, I'm trying to see it in the best way possible. Good sound, good screen. Sometimes I see it in 3D. I don't mind the 3D that they do. Especially, I mean, Avatar is the golden child, gold standard, rather, of 3D, the way they're supposed to be done. And that would be pretty cool too. But, you know, seeing a good, you know, being able to have your own movie theater right in front of you, I wouldn't mind that. I think that would be pretty cool. It's only on top of being able to use a really good 4K monitor for photo editing. In addition, have a really good movie viewing experience. That would be pretty cool. And on top of that, if you do have other friends that have this glass, let's make it even better. Being able to sit in a movie theater with them. Granted, I would have to sit next to their their Polar Express bodies, but maybe they'll make an animated version. I don't know. But being able to sit virtually next to my friends in a theater that is not being overrun by annoying people that will disrupt you, I think that might be pretty cool. Then they showed off, like, being able to have these amazing meditation moments. That would be awesome. I do meditate, and being able to have this kind of Zen experience, I think would be pretty cool. It would be even better if I could make my own settings too. For example, there are places that I love to hike that would make for great panoramics. That I can't wait to see some of those using this vision. But having them, maybe, you know, some kind of looping video or something, being able to be in your own world that you created or that you videoed, I think that would be pretty wild. And I would love to see that. So the meditation is awesome. It would be even better if you can make your own environment, your own holodeck, really. I mean, man, that would be sweet to be able to experience something as close to Star Trek as possible. And then finally, the creative point of view, being able to make 3D models and being able to look at it, spin it around. I'm really thinking of that drafting table that Tony Stark had in the first Iron Man, where he's able to bring up the schematics for his Iron Man suit, spin it around, check it out, put his arm through it as though he were wearing it. And I think that might be the way to get around the issue of those holographic displays. You can make your own environment and see it. That would be pretty awesome. So being able to do some drafting and 3D printing and 3D modeling, that I think would be pretty cool. But to justify the price, in my eyes, you would need to have all four of these things work pretty well and seamlessly in order to justify the price of the glasses and the lens attachments to correct for my video. Now, if they make a cheaper version, say they do make a $1,500 version, which I don't think they will. I think $2,000 is going to be the entry. Or I said $2,999 before. The lowest it'll go, I think. The lowest performance, the entry level, I think is going to be $2,000 for. But it's kind of like buying a MacBook Air. You have the option of buying the $999 version, but really, you probably want to go one step. And I think this is what it's going to be for the, you'll probably have a $2,000 version, but in order to do all the cool things, you'll need to upgrade. I think the lowest model will be able to play movies and do FaceTime calls. The other stuff we'll be able to do power computing and all that other, I don't know. They'll find something to upcharge. They always do. But if you could do all of that, if you could do all four touch points that I mentioned, this might be worth it. And I'm curious to see what Apple does. I don't know. I'm just a silly person on the internet. What do you think? If you have any comments, definitely send them to me. My email address is in the description to this podcast. That's all for this week. See you next time. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, send me an email. Email is in the show notes. The intro and outro music is performed by Louis Zong, the great and powerful. Check him out in the notes below.